أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send salutations and peace upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Respected ulama, beloved elders, our dear educators and fellow learners, I greet you with a universal Islamic greeting of love, respect and peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On behalf of Islamia College, Masjid al-Furqan, and the extended family, we would like to wish each and everyone a Jumu'ah Mubarak. May Allah grant us all a blessed week ahead, inshallah, and we make dua for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, and for Allah to grant them victory over the oppressors. Ameen. Our speaker for today, I'm sure, needs no introduction, so without further ado, I hand over to Sheikh Saadullah Khan, our very own Islamia, our very own CEO of Islamia College. Shukran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه المنتجبين وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا صدق الله العلي العظيم. وقال النبي حبيبنا المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه خلقان يحبهم الله السخاء والشجاعة أو كما قال صدقت يا رسول الله. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise is due to our Creator, our Cherisher, our Nourisher and our Sustainer. We bear witness there's none worthy of worship but Allah. We bear witness we believe in all the prophets who came throughout history. And we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam is the final of all the emissaries of Allah. Especially ulama, a'imma, shuyukh, huffaz, elders, brothers and sisters, respected educators, learners, I greet you with the Islamic universal greeting of peace. May the peace, the mercy, and the blessings of Allah be upon each and everyone present here at this auspicious hour of Jum'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran makes reference to previous revelation which Allah had sent. And in this particular verse of Surah Al-Ma'idah, which I have recited, Allah says, we have ordained for the Bani Israel that if anyone kills a person, unless it is for spreading mischief, if anyone kills an innocent person, it would be as if he has killed the entire humanity. And if any person saves a single life, it would be as if he had saved all of humanity. The Ummah is currently witnessing one of the most dire phases and darkest days in our history. Callous massacre of innocent civilians at the hands of among the strongest and among the best equipped armies in the world. And most of the world leaders are either supportive, silent, or indifferent. And this is a serious indictment on those who are complicit by their indifference. They are guilty by their indifference to the plight of the oppressed, and particularly the occupied people of Palestine. I spoke here on the 6th of October last. The day after that till today, the past 21 days, over the past 3 weeks, We have been observing the deaths of many people in the holy land of Al-Quds. By this morning, over 7,100 Palestinians have been killed. A third of them are women. 1,960 plus are children. More than 1,200,000 Palestinians have been displaced from their homes. 1,000 bombs a day are dropped on defenseless Palestinian civilians. The Dutch organization Pax for Peace, their military advisor Mark Galasco, told the Washington Post last week that Israeli forces, and I quote, dropped more bombs in the confined area of Gaza in the first 6 days since October the 7th than America dropped over the whole of Afghanistan in 1 year. So we can't even begin to imagine the scope of the destruction and the carnage. It is of utmost importance for all of us to understand, despite the narrative of the media, that the catastrophe we are witnessing did not start on the 7th of October. South Africa wasn't founded when Van Riebeek came here in 1652. South Africa was here. It may have been called in a different name. America wasn't discovered when the Europeans were in there. The land may have had a different name. It was always there. This kind of Eurocentric supremacist language that dictates the discourse and the narrative. So it's important to understand that the catastrophe that we are witnessing did not start on the 7th of October 2023. Prior to the 7th of October 2023, the Palestinian people have been subjected to 75 years of military occupation. 5.9 million Palestinians have been displaced as a result of the creation of the State of Israel and the ensuing Nakba, the catastrophe, with no hope of return for these people to their homes. The Palestinian people are the largest stateless community in the world, living in what has been described by the United Nations as the largest open-air prison, under an occupation that is unprecedented in its blatant brutality, and it continues to do so unabatedly. In fact, the United Nations Human Rights Council has passed more resolutions condemning the violations by Israel alone than it has on the rest of the world combined, 45.9%. Since 1967, so this is before 7th of October, 75 years of military occupation, 5.9 million people displaced, Palestinians, from their own homes. And since 1967, Israel has been forcing thousands of Palestinians off their own land, confiscating their own homes and property in which they and their families have lived for centuries, occupying it illegally and using it to create settlements that exclusively house foreign settlers, many of them who are of Jewish descent from European countries who recently arrived there, but who have full rights. Rights which the Palestinian in their own land, in their own homes, do not have. 700,000 Israeli settlers are living in the occupied West Bank under international law. This has been recognized as part of Palestinian land. Despite that and in spite of that, 700,000 foreigners are living on Palestinian land which has been taken off and dispossessed. For the past 16 years, before 7th of October, there has been an inhuman Israeli blockade where 2.3 million Palestinian people have been severely restricted from accessing food, electricity, essential medical supplies, limitations on water and resources, unable to run their hospitals, rebuild their homes, open their schools, and live their lives. And then, in the past 21 days, since the 7th of October, Israelis have bombed the Al-Ahli Baptist Hospital on 17th of October. And 2 days later, 19th of October, bombed the third oldest church in the world, in Gaza, the Orthodox Church of St. Porphyrius. That is besides the 27 mosques that were bombed and 18 other hospitals in Gaza that have been bombed in the past 21 days. So get it very clear. Palestinians are victims of apartheid, and Mandla Mandela, grandson of Nelson Mandela, said, and I quote, "What I've seen here in occupied Palestine in worse, is worse than the apartheid I experienced growing up in South Africa." So be very clear about the fact that Palestinians are undoubtedly living in an apartheid colonial settler state, one that has dispossessed the Palestinians of their land for over 70 years, has forced them to live in dehumanizing conditions that are worse than jails, with shocking disregard for human rights and civilian lives, persecuting them for their religious affiliation, devastating them emotionally, impoverishing them economically, arresting them arbitrarily, seeking to break them psychologically, terrorizing them continuously, bombing them indiscriminately, and massacring them periodically, but now it has reached its height. Worst of all, they are doing all of this with the open approval of the Western world governments, and thus far, may Allah waken them up, thus far, also the silence of the weak, appeasing, heartless surrounding Arab leaders. All these are complicit in the genocide that is unfolding in Palestine. A Palestinian lady said this week, "Az-zu'ama al-Arab yusalluna salat al-ghaib ala ahli Gaza. Wa ala ahli Gaza al yusallu salat al-ghaib ala zu'ama al-Arab alladhina yabduna ka'annahum amwat." She said, the Arab leaders are joining prayers for janazah, salatul ghaiba, for the deceased in Gaza. But actually the people of Gaza should be praying janazah salah for these leaders because they seem to be dead. When Israelis bomb a hospital, shuts down water access to Gaza, drop bombs on defenseless women and children, the indifferent response of leaders is deafening. The conclusion is unavoidable. Condemnation is connected depending on who the victim is. Most Western media, besides being blatantly biased in what they show and what they don't, there have been mass marches in New York, mass marches in Chicago, mass marches in France, though it was banned in France. You can say whatever you want, you can mock the Prophet, you can mock Jesus, anybody you want in France, but you can't march for the Palestinian people. That's the level of freedom. Mass marches in Western capitals were not shown. Forget the mass marches of over 1 million people in Malaysia. 1 million people in Tehran. 1 million people in the streets of Yemen. Not shown. But okay, fine. Show the Western world. In the Western countries, in Western capitals, they haven't even shown the reality of what's happening in the streets. And we have a deliberate, advertent misinformation by language. Israelis, 100 have been killed. Palestinians, 100 have died. Where's the difference? Both are dead. But when you say died, they could have died of natural causes. Nobody is responsible. When you say killed, it implies guilt. It implies crime. It implies wrongfulness. It implies responsibility. So when they say, well, 300 Israelis were killed and 200 or 500 Palestinians died, it's almost that the death of one is much more significant and that they are the victims rather than the Palestinians who have also been massacred or killed. But this information by covering up the thousands of protests I mentioned, most are not covered at all, but they're covering it up as if it never happened. But social media has unfortunately exposed the explicit prejudices. In addition to that, the dehumanizing language spilling out of Israel and from some of the supporters abroad create a climate which is conducive to criminality and massacre and mayhem. Palestinians are referred to as subhumans. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant ordered a complete siege of the Gaza Strip And he said, no electricity, no food, no fuel, everything is closed. We are fighting human animals and we are acting accordingly. So if you do not consider your fellow human beings as human beings, that is evidence of your inhumanity to humanity. I want to make reference to two incidences in my talk very briefly. One is Hillel. Hillel is a very well-known Jewish religious leader, a sage, a scholar, associated with the development of the Mishnah and the Talmud, which are the collection and explanation of Jewish traditions. And he lived just before the time of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, just before that time. He passed around the time when Isa alayhi salam was born. There was an incident which is very well documented in the rabbinic tradition, that someone insisted to come to this teacher, this brilliant scholar and sage, and said to him, teach me the Torah, and he ignored the person. The person, teach me the Torah, and he ignored the person. Then the person said, I'm going to stand on one leg until you teach me the Torah and I won't leave. So Hillel turned to him and said, what you don't wish for yourself, don't wish for others. That is the whole of the Torah. The rest is only commentary. Some of those who claim to follow the tradition of Rabbi Hillel, some of those whose grandparents were victims of Holocaust, perpetrated on them by Europeans, mind you. There were no Muslims involved in the Holocaust. There were no brown people involved, mind my expression. It was Europeans who committed and perpetrated the Holocaust. It was in Germany, aided and abetted by France and England. It is strange that some of those who are followers of the tradition of Hillel, some of those whose grandparents were victims of the Holocaust perpetrated solely by Europeans and were given refuge by the Ottoman Khalifa at that time, and they were welcomed into Palestine, some of them, because they were refugees, nowhere to go. It is diabolically ironic, is devilishly ironic, that these are the ones who are now committing a genocide on the inhabitants of the Holy Land with the support of those who carried out the Holocaust, killing your grandfathers. Ironic, to say the least. I want to reflect on another historic event documented in the Quran in this time, and the lesson we learn from it. You see, when you look at the flag of Israel, you see the Star of David, Dawood alayhi salam. An event occurred 1600 years before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. An event in the life of a magnificent person who was unique even among prophets. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of them. You see, Banu Israel at that time was under the leadership of Talut. And they were being undermined and suppressed and oppressed by another people who were under the rule of Jalut, Goliath, as you know, who struck fear into the hearts of opponents due to his brazen arrogance, his might, his cruelty, his harshness, and his heartlessness. Jalut, Goliath. And in a battle at that time, it was customary that you would challenge people. So Jalut came forward and said, any of you people come forward, let's start. And the people said, La taqat al-yawm bi Jalut wa junudi. We do not have the capacity. We are too small. La taqat al-yawm bi Jalut wa junudi. We don't have the capacity. We are too small. We are too insignificant to be able to take on this might of Jalut. It was then that the young person stepped forward. And his name was Dawood. He said, I'll take him on. And he took him on and he defeated him. And he defeated him with a slingshot and stone, still used by Palestinians in the outskirts. You see? Because of people like Dawood or David do not stand up and defend the innocent people, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضِ. There'll be unwarranted corruption. You embolden the oppressor, and corruption and suffering and indignity becomes the order of the day. And very briefly, the lesson we learn from Dawood alayhi salam. Be patient in times of adversity and difficulty. Isbir ala ma yaqulun. Let them say what they want. Let them broadcast what they want. Information or misinformation. Let them belittle you. Let them laugh at you if they wish. Be patient regarding what they say, what they proclaim, what they announce, what they propagate. وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا دَاوُودِ. Bring to mind the story of Dawood, our servant. He was a possessor of strong qualities, yet humble and turning to Allah. You see, patience in Islam is not a passive thing, but requires wisdom, strength, perseverance, readiness to shoulder responsibility, courage of conviction to do what needs to be done. With the conviction there's something good will or may happen, inshallah, provided you do what is best. And that's why we reminded at the end of Surah Al Imran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, isbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu, Allah says, be patient. Create the capacity for other people to be patient. Join your forces. Depend upon Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, in order that you may attain success. Second point is, don't underestimate the power of courage. Rasulullah said, two qualities Allah loves, as-sakha wa shuja'a, generosity of spirit and courage of your conviction. Dawood took on the mighty king, this overwhelming fighter. He took him on with a slingshot. فَهَزَمُوهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتِ. And Dawood was victorious. Third point, stop being fooled and ruled by numbers. Small bands of principled people, كَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِيَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. How many small bands of principled people stood up and overcame large corrupt forces by the permission of Allah. So it's never really about how many or how big or how much or how strong. It is rather about adl and ihsan, about justice and excellence. Thus, what is important is not what quantitative numerical position you occupy, rather what qualitative contribution you are prepared to make. The Israeli flag carries what they call the Star of David. And under that banner, they behave like Goliath. How shameful indeed. As for the land, Allah promised the land. To people who are very often not even religious. So it's more of an ethnic, it's more of a racist thing. As for the inheritance of the land, yes, Allah did promise the inheritance of the land. It's written in the Zabur, in the Psalms of David. It's still documented there. Chapter 37, verse 29. The righteous shall inherit the earth. And Allah repeats that biblical command in the Quran. وَلَقَدْ كَدَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ إِنَّ فِي هَذَا لَبَلَاغًا لِقَوْمٍ عَابِدِينَ. Surely, following the heavenly record, we have decreed in the scripture, my righteous servants shall inherit the land. Behold, herein is a message for people who truly are obedient to Allah. But whether you are Muslim or Christian or Jewish, it's the righteous. And murderers and oppressors can never be of those who are righteous. I conclude by reminding us, the millions of people making dua, the massive marches, the colossal demonstrations, and the growing voice of people of conscience worldwide have clearly indicated the overwhelming support of global citizenry for the Palestinian struggle and empathy for their cause. There, for the first time, if they haven't, the leaders are still asleep, it has woken up the Ummah and many of the people who are dormant. There, for the first time, began at a global level to challenge the concocted, partial, biased mainstream media narrative. In fact, just as the Palestinian struggle has done more than anything else to show the world how to resist tyranny, so it has to keep the Muslim Ummah alert to the needs of unity. We must remember. We must learn our history. Sometimes you don't learn our history. Remember at Karbala, they refused water to the Prophet's family. They killed their children. And we don't want to repeat that story as if it's something we don't disdain. Well, this is parallel. Children killed, water denied, exactly what happened in Karbala. But we don't want to talk about the story of Karbala, do we? So we suffer the consequence of our ignorance. May Allah grant victory to the oppressed people of the world. And may justice prevail, for Allah commands us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah commands justice and goodness under all circumstances. And generosity and fairness and giving due and magnanimity and equitable treatment to near ones, relatives, next of kin, dear ones, family and friends. He forbids all forms of wrongfulness, depravity and evil and corruption and shamefulness and indecency and impropriety and insolence and corruption and oppression, and cautions you that you may receive admonition and be reminded to take heed to be of those who are mindful. May Allah grant victory to all the oppressed people of the world. May Allah grant people of conscience. Allah, may Allah grant victory to the oppressed people and strength for them to overcome the hardship that they are enduring. The world seems to not respond. But from Allah we come, into Allah is our return. The least we can do is to pray and not be indifferent. مَنْ رَأَ مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرُهُ بِيَدِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. Whoever observes something wrong, oppression and injustice, corruption, and doesn't act against it, he should act against it. Change it if he can. If he cannot act against it or do something physically at the space, then at least speak out against it wherever you are. And if you can even speak out against it, the least you can do is don't be indifferent. At least dislike it in your heart. And that is the lowest expression of your faith. May Allah grant us to be of those who have the highest expression of faith. May Allah grant victory to the oppressed. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Jazakallah khair. We say shukran to Sheikh Sarullah Khan for his words that have informed us of the history and true magnitude of the horrors that our brothers and sisters in Palestine have been subjected to. We make dua for Sheikh Sarullah to have a long and healthy life filled with barakah, and we make dua for the freedom of our Palestinian brothers and sisters. Ameen. There's just a few announcements. The IT guys inside the masjid are having technical difficulties, so the TVs inside the masjid will not be working. So we say, we ask for your kindness. We also make dua for Jamiluddin Parker, who is very ill. Shukran. Alhamdulillah, once again, Islamic College has the honor of officiating the Jumu'ah. The first adhan will be led by Ahmad Mukaddam, and the second adhan will be made by Abdullah Palika. I kindly ask if all musallis can please stand and fill any gaps so that there is no time wasted between the khutbah and salah. Shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just one more announcement. Inshallah, on Monday, this coming Monday, the 30th of October, after Maghrib Salah, we will be having a Qira'ah program at the masjid. We've got a world-renowned Qari Muhammad Ahmad Abdul Hafiz from Egypt, who will be reciting together with two local Qura'ah. They will be reciting first immediately after Maghrib Salah, this coming Monday, the 30th of October. Please, all are welcome to attend. Jazakallah khair.
I just want to also announce that our Sheikh Ismail's brother, I think, is... Are you the only one left now, Sheikh, from the brothers? May Allah grant him strength, inshallah. Our beloved Sheikh, the brother Mahdi, passed away early this morning, and the janazah was 10:30, and the Sheikh still came. I told him not to worry, we are here. And then Sheikh Murad also here to strengthen us, but nonetheless, he still came to the Jummah. So we ask Allah to grant sabr to the family, and maghfirah and jannah to his brother Mahdi, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله
So ask the brothers to step a bit forward, inshallah. There's quite a few people standing outside. Inshallah. Let's fill the gaps, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu
الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله. ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد. واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله. اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وكتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا وقال الله تعالى ولقد كتبنا في الزبور من بعد الذكر أن الأرض يرثها عبادي الصالحون إن في هذا لبلاغا لقوم العابدين وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين وقال الله تعالى وما لكم لا تقاتلون في سبيل الله والمستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان الذين يقولون ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا الذين آمنوا يقاتلون في سبيل الله والذين كفروا يقاتلون في سبيل الطاغوت فقاتلوا أولياء الشيطان إن كيد الشيطان كان ضعيفا صدق الله العلي العظيم وقال النبي حبيبنا المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان وقال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من مشي مع ظالما لقويه فقد خرج من الإسلام وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم خلقان يحبهما الله السخاء والشجاعة أو كما قال صدقت يا رسول الله أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله أستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الله الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا الله أكبر الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ورسولنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبه يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فقال الله تعالى مخبرا وآمرا قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين اللهم انصر إخواننا ومستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات ارفع لهم درجات وكفر عنهم السيئات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة جل بقنوت إن شاء الله إن سكن الراحة
استقيموا واستووا اعتدلوا وارحمنا وارحمكم الله الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون فتعالى الله الملك الحق لا إله إلا هو رب العرش الكريم ومن يدع مع الله إلها آخر لا برهان له به فإنما حسابه عند ربه إنه لا يفلح الكافرون وقل رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا اللهم فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي بالحق ولا يقضى عليك وإنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تبارك ربنا وتعاليت فلك الحمد على ما قضيت نستغفرك اللهم من كل ذنب وخطيئة ونتوب إليك اللهم أعز الإسلام وانصر المسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام وانصر المسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام وانصر المسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين ووحد صفوفهم وأصلح قادتهم وجمع كلمتهم على الحق يا مولانا يا رب العالمين اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا وأصلح أئمتنا وولاة أمورنا واجعل ولايتنا في من خافك واتقاك يا مولانا يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر الإخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمسلمين والمستضعفين في غزة، اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمسلمين والمستضعفين في كل مكان، اللهم إنا يا الله نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم، اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء، اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، ونعوذ بك من الأجس والكسل، ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل والفشل، ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. التحيات المباركات. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، ونتوب إليك ونسألك توبة ومغفرة إنه التواب الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته، ولا حقا إلا أعليته، ولا باطلا إلا أزهقته، ولا مجاهدا في سبيلك إلا نصرته، ولا مجاهدا في سبيلك إلا نصرته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك فيها رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا أعنتنا على قضائها ويسرتها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. رب يسر ولا تعسر، رب تمم بالخير، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.